Tom.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the program, we're going to find out what's been happening in the automotive world from one of our favorite contributors here on the broadcast. He's an esteemed automotive journalist and a publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, Paul Eisenstein. Anytime throughout the hour, if you'd like to call up and talk to Paul directly, we can arrange that for you by dialing 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email, very simply, bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, it's a busy time in the automotive world with lots of things happening. The Geneva Motor Show for media is history. The New York Auto Show is around the bend. There are all kinds of stories going around in the news and making headlines, and to tell us all about it, we welcome back to the program again one of our favorite guys, Paul Eisenstein. Paul, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
Hi, Bob. Good to be with you.
Well, why don't we begin by talking about one of the top stories that you've got online at thedetroitbureau.com, and it's about Audi's new A3, which has got a new infotainment system that is upgradable, which is something different than what we've seen from automakers in the past.
Yeah, this is a real interesting concept, isn't it? Most everybody these days has some form of high-tech electronics in their car. Now, it may just be a simple satellite radio. It may go all the way to some of the fanciest of the new My Ford Touch and BMW iDrive systems and the like. But even base cars today are coming equipped with high-tech infotainment systems. And it's great when you buy it, but anybody who's had consumer electronics in the home, whether it's a smartphone or a really high-end desktop or laptop computer, knows this technology goes out of date pretty quickly. What seemed incredibly fast a few years ago, today is, you know, as slow as a kludge. And so what do you do with it? Well, the problem is, with most of the cars on the road today, you can't do much. You just have to put up with it or you trade in. Audi is talking about doing something very different. Not just talking, but doing something very different. When they bring the A3 out, that's their new entry-level model, which I had a chance to drive, by the way, just recently, the vehicle will have a bunch of electronics on board. It'll even have a touchpad on top of the little controller, their MMI device.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be able to, well, for example, let's say you want to enter channel 67 on XM radio. You can draw the number 67 on top of that thing. Very cool. Nice display and what have you. But better yet, a bunch of the electronics in the system, such as the graphics display from NVIDIA, you'll be able to upgrade. A couple years from now, things get faster, things get better. You'll be able to actually go and plug and play with a newer system, much like you can on your home desktop computer.
Yeah, which is makes so much sense when you stop and think about it, because lots of folks have learned, owners of older General Motors vehicles have learned that OnStar, for example, the early OnStar editions are not upgradable, and it can be a real problem if you're still driving that car today in 2014.
No, absolutely. In fact, you brought out something very interesting. A few years back, I'm sure there's at least one listener out there who had an OnStar system from the original generation of analog technology. And unfortunately, when everybody switched to digital, you may recall that they shut off the analog cell phone network. And if you had one of the older versions of the OnStar system, you couldn't upgrade. So even if you loved having OnStar, you were out of luck. You would have to go and buy a new car, or you would lose your OnStar subscription.
Yeah, that's a shame. But it is definitely part of what has happened in the automotive world, and luckily Audi is one of the companies that is working on making sure that it doesn't happen again. Our telephone number, 855-660-4261, if you have a question or a comment about any in-car infotainment systems, always a hot topic on the show. We would love to hear from you. Another big story which has been dominating headlines in recent times is the General Motors story over the ignition switch recall.
And that I understand it is.
The new CEO is facing a big hearing up on Capitol Hill. Tell our listeners all about the backstory as well as the current situation with this recall.
Yeah, I'm sure listeners have been hearing a lot of this. It's made headlines and even the most esoteric of news media these days, Bob. But just to run down very quickly, General Motors recalled about 800,000 vehicles back in mid-February. Then they doubled it 2 weeks later when they came under enormous pressure from safety advocates. And the problem had to do, of all things, with the ignition switch. You know, you don't think about it very much. You put your key in the ignition, you turn it if you have one of the old-fashioned style rather than the touch buttons, that, you know, start buttons that most cars are coming with these days. And when you do, you expect the car to run. Well, unfortunately, some older GM compact models like the Chevy Cobalt and the Saturn Ion were equipped with a switch that had a little bit of a problem. It occasionally would switch to the accessory or off positions unexpectedly if you had too heavy a key ring on there or if the car started bouncing around on a rough road. Well, you know what happens then. All of a sudden, the car stalls out, and worse, you can lose your power brakes, your power steering, and your airbag system. There have been 12 deaths connected with it. Some safety advocates have been saying it's more. There's a lot of questions being asked about where their data is. I'm not sure I buy it. But at the very least, GM's admitted to having 12 deaths connected to this problem. What's worse is that GM appeared to have known that there was a problem, and it continued to do things other than recall. Back in the old days, you know, makers tended to try to avoid recalls at all cost. Well, unfortunately, the cost could be tremendous. We should talk about the settlement with Toyota to explain that in a moment. But they wound up avoiding a recall, even though they had first signs of a problem as early as 2001, before these cars got on the road. Well, now they're facing a congressional inquiry from both the House and a separate one from the Senate, one from the Justice Department. The National Highway Traffic Safety is investigating, and new GM CEO Mary Barra has launched a probe inside. She's created a new office of a safety czar, and she's hired two hotshot legal firms, one of which investigated the Lehman Brothers collapse back in 2008, to try to figure out what's going on. But Barra herself is going to be going up in front of the House on April 1st, and she could be in for one very tough grueling.
It's going to be interesting to see.
A grueling, I should say.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
A grueling grilling.
Very well said, Paul. Let's remind listeners about the Toyota situation and their recall.
Yes, back in 2009, Toyota belatedly took some action to deal with one of several different problems related to so-called unintended, or if you prefer, sudden acceleration. The first recall came only after a California Highway Patrol officer and three members of his family were killed during a fiery crash out in California. The maker admitted that it had a problem with gas pedals and loose carpets. And in some cases, the floor mats could come loose and jam the accelerator wide open. And so they recalled quite a few vehicles connected with that problem. And then a few months later, in January of 2010, they took another step. It turned out they had a potentially sticky accelerator unit, and they had to recall millions more vehicles. They also put a so-called stop sale on those vehicles in the U.S. till they could replace the accelerator units. And ultimately, when you added up those and subsequent recalls, I believe the total was more than 10 million vehicles in the United States recalled, and something close to not quite 20 million vehicles worldwide. They've settled a number of cases, but they also most recently settled one with the Justice Department.
Straight ahead, more with esteemed automotive journalist Paul Eisenstein.
But I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. Think Alive, the network for the independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or states? Did you miss sending out a prior year return? The IRS has said they're out to collect now more than ever, and they'll use all means necessary. They legally can and will garnish your wages, take your retirement, and even seize your property. If you're behind on taxes, call the Tax Relief Hotline right now. We can help legally resolve your tax debt. In many cases, you may be allowed to pay less than what you owe. Garnished wages, property seizures, bank levies. The Tax Relief Hotline can put an end to it all. Many of our specialists are former IRS agents. They know the system and how to make it work for you. Don't wait for the IRS to come down on you. Act now so you can resolve your tax debt for potentially much less than what you owe. Call us today at 1-888-340-2780. That's 1-888-340-2780. Call now, 1-888-340-2780.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race?
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being here. My name is Bob Long, along with esteemed automotive journalist Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. And, Paul, before we go any further, why don't we make sure and tell everybody about all the wonderful, cool things that you have available free for our listeners at the DetroitBureau.com.
Oh, thanks, Bob. Of course, we cover every aspect of the auto industry, whether you're a buyer, a shopper, an enthusiast, or somebody in the industry. You'll find coverage daily on thedetroitbureau.com. You can get our RSS feeds, our Twitter feeds, and, of course, our newsletters. We'll send you an alert every time we have a new story, once a day, once a week, even once a month, if you prefer. Everything is, as always, free.
Wonderful. Let's talk about some of the big things that are going to be happening in the Big Apple in New York. New York, the auto show is not that far off. Acura is going to bring back a familiar name, the Acura TLX. It's officially going to debut at the New York show.
Yeah, this is a vehicle we've actually gotten a bit of a sneak peek at. You may recall, Bob, that we did have an Acura prototype of the TLX at the Detroit Auto Show. The production vehicle will make its name in New York, make its debut. It's a very interesting time for this brand because this is a division that has had nothing but trouble, if you recall, for a long time. Acura was once a very, very popular, very powerful name, and unfortunately they sort of let it go. They really missed the boat as the luxury business changed. We're seeing a lot of new product from them. We're seeing, of course, the ILX, the RLX, now the TLX, and the big thing coming up is going to be the NSX, which we will be seeing, not very long from now. About a year from now, we should be getting at least our first test rides of the new supercar. The other thing that's very promising is that Acura has essentially split off from Honda. Yeah, they were two divisions, but they were run almost as one. Acura now has a very, very, very good executive running the brand, a guy that by the name of Mike Accavitti, who's been with Honda for, about 2 years now, had been over at Chrysler before that. Mm-hmm. And Mike's got some big plans for that brand. And I've got to tell you, I think if anybody can turn Acura around, he's going to be the one.
I didn't realize that he was now running Acura. He is a great guy. I've interviewed him many times when he was the director of marketing, but what a great move by the brand.
Yeah, absolutely. He is a new director of that brand, and it just happened, Bob. Oh, gosh, it must have been less than 2 weeks ago that the announcement was made.
Let's talk about another story which is going to unveil itself in New York, and that's a big story, but it's not going to be celebrated with what it could have been, an all-new variant or a significantly changed variant, but the Miata is 25 years old. Can you believe that, number one, Paul? How many years have flown by since we originally saw the first Miata?
And, yeah.
And now the next generation of the Roadster is not likely to be in the cards for New York.
No, there's been a lot of rumors that they would unveil the new Miata when we got to New York less than a month from now. Unfortunately, it does appear that we're going to have to wait. I think my sources are indicating anyway that we're more likely to see it at the LA Auto Show a little bit later this year. And it's going to be a very interesting move, Bob, because this is not going to be your normal product development program where Mazda goes off and does this program entirely by itself. It's actually going to be the result of a joint venture between Mazda, of all things, and, are you ready for this? Mm-hmm. Alfa Romeo.
No kidding.
Oh, no kidding at all. They are jointly developing this new Roadster, which there will be a version for Alfa as well. Sergio Marchionne, the CEO of the now merged Fiat Chrysler, confirmed that program is going ahead when I spoke to him over in the Geneva Auto Show earlier this month. And what's going to be very interesting is that Marchionne initially was saying, we will never build an Alfa outside of Italy, and then he had to swallow hard and say, oops, I mean, except for the one that we're going to be developing jointly with Mazda. That will be produced on the same assembly line as the next generation Miata in Hiroshima, Japan.
Excellent. Let's talk a little bit about the Geneva Motor Show. The press days are officially history. That's one particular event that I have never attended, Paul, but have always wanted to. It's kind of neutral territory for the automakers, and
yeah.
This year's show was certainly chock full of all kinds of cool vehicles and supercars.
Yeah, the Geneva show is a really interesting one. You get a lot of great stuff over there. Probably the hit of the show had to be the Maserati Alfieri concept. I mean, talk about a vehicle. I've got to tell you, Bob, maybe a little bit risque for public radio, for a commercial radio, but I felt like lying around that car and just rolling all over it. It's so sexy. It is just a gorgeous vehicle. And the word that we're having is, that we're hearing is that they are going to build that thing. That said, it's going to be a challenge. Sergio Marchionne, as I mentioned, the CEO of Fiat Chrysler, and of course they own the Maserati brand. He's pretty tough when it comes to what he expects out of a product that his brand will be making. So it's not going to be a simple or easy solution. They're going to have to come up with something really special. But if the concept that we saw in Geneva is any indication, oh my goodness, I think that is going to be a winner.
It certainly looks like it. I couldn't agree with you more with your description of the vehicle. It is absolutely gorgeous. Sex on wheels, there's no doubt about it. Let's talk about Lamborghini's successor to their most successful vehicle ever. The Gallardo has certainly been a huge hit for the Italian/German automaker. This new generation of the Gallardo has an interesting name.
Yeah, well, you could say they stormed into Geneva, didn't they? With the new Hurricane, and yes, it is quite a machine. I think the reception to that was quite positive. It's a beautiful machine. I haven't had a chance to drive it. I'm hoping I will get a chance sometime in a matter of months. But it is definitely in keeping with what you expect out of a Lamborghini.
I was originally scheduled to go on the 2015 Chrysler 200 launch, but some family stuff got in the way. But one of your correspondents, I understand, had the opportunity to drive this important midsize offering from Chrysler, and folks can check it out at thedetroitbureau.com.
Yeah, it is a very important vehicle. You know, Chrysler has been an afterthought in most key market segments. The 200 that we saw first introduced by M&M, of all things, during that famous Chrysler commercial on the Super Bowl a few years ago, gained traction, but it was never really a great vehicle. It wasn't a game changer. You can say that the new 200, the next generation 200 is. It's an all-new platform. It's wider. It's better looking by far. Aerodynamic, fuel efficient. It is just different from anything you've expected from Chrysler in the past.
Straight ahead, we'll talk more about the 200 right here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Don't go away. We'll be back with lots more.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bacteria. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
The telephone number is 855-660-4261. Via the email, Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. Paul Eisenstein, esteemed automotive journalist, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, is with us. We're talking about stories making headlines in recent times in the automotive world, and we've been covering a gamut. Before the last break there, we were talking about the first drive that you can check out of the 2015 Chrysler 200, which is up right now at the DetroitBureau.com. And Paul, just to echo some of your sentiments there, certainly, like you said, Chrysler has not been in this very important mid-size game, and this new 200, I can't wait to get behind the wheel of for a week to really fully wring it out. If it looks as good and if it performs as good as it reads, this should be a very important offering with a 9-speed automatic transmission with available all-wheel drive. It definitely should see some market penetration for the Chrysler brand.
Yeah, I think we're going to see some real motion, real traction for this brand with this vehicle. It's a major change. It's not just a minor redesign. This is a completely new vehicle, and I think Chrysler is going to surprise a lot of folks who have just not paid attention to it before. Not anyway in the midsize segment.
Let's talk about an interesting statement that BMW has made in recent times, and that is the fact that they are striving for 100,000 electric vehicles by the year 2020. That's a big number, Paul.
Yeah, it's real interesting, isn't it? It's not a brand name that you normally associate with electric vehicles, but the fact is the Germans in general have made a sudden about-face. For a long time, they were saying, basically, we don't believe in battery power. We're going to stick with diesel. Well, all of a sudden, makers as diverse as Audi and VW, Mercedes and BMW are getting into the electric game big time. So, for example, one of the things we've seen is BMW launching an all-new brand within a brand. They have the M, of course, their high-performance brand. Now they have the lowercase I brand. They're launching with the i3, which will be their little city battery electric vehicle, and then they're going to come along later on with a high performance, it's almost supercar category, of a plug-in hybrid. Imagine a Chevy Volt that has the performance of a Tesla battery electric vehicle. And as a lot of people have come to realize, the Tesla Model S is actually nearly as fast as a Porsche 911 off the line. Well, BMW is going to be doing the same sort of thing, but in this case, it'll be a plug-in, so you won't face the range limitations that you do with pure battery electric.
It was nearly 32 years ago that the Honda folks opened an assembly plant in the middle of Ohio, and now, all these years later, it's the 10 millionth American-made Honda Accord rolling off the assembly line. That's quite a milestone.
Hard to believe, isn't it? Yes, yep. I still remember very clearly when Honda came into the United States to build their assembly plant down in Marysville, Ohio. People thought, now, first of all, you'll never be able to get the quality out of an American workforce that you can out of Japan. And then if you can, Americans won't believe that you can get that good a car out of the United States. In fact, the first few years, the Japanese made a point of not really making it easy to figure out whether your Accord or Civic or whatever vehicle they were producing at the time was made in Japan or the U.S. Then they realized something funny. Number one, the quality was just as good, in some cases better. These were newer assembly plants, so they were more modern, and that helped. And secondly, the American workforce is, gee, what a surprise. As we all know, Americans can build damn near anything. Mm-hmm. They were turning out great products that were selling very, very well. People were very happy with them. Well, these days, Honda has 4 assembly plants in the United States, even more around North America, some in Canada, some in, for example, a new one in Mexico. They're adding another assembly plant here in the U.S. It's going to be a small facility in Marysville to produce the NSX. But they have now sold 20 million vehicles produced in North America in this market, and they've just produced, the other day, they just produced their 10 millionth U.S.-made Honda Accord.
A remarkable number. Got an email question here from Matthew, who is listening in Dallas, Texas, and it's a two-part question. He wants to know, what does Ford have in mind for the 50th anniversary of the Mustang coming up at the New York International Auto Show? And he would also, seems like he's a muscle car guy, wants to know, Paul, if you know any inside scoop about what's going to be happening to the Challenger from Dodge.
I'm not exactly sure on Challenger. We've heard some stories about where they're going to go next, and I'm going to perhaps, Bob, next time we're on, I'll have a little more detail for you on that. I've been trying to find out exactly what's going on with that. As for the Mustang, well, recall there was a big splash just before the end of 2013 where they introduced the all-new Mustang, the 50th anniversary. To our disappointment, there had been some indication that they might, number one, wait until the New York Auto Show to do the preview, because that was pretty close to when the original 64.5 came out. That was, you may recall, you're too young, Bob. I'm unfortunately old enough to remember when they introduced the original Mustang at the New York World's Fair in mid-64. And there was also talk that Ford might come up with a special 2014.5 model to honor that special half-year model. You know, they don't do that anymore. They decided not to, so the newest model will be a 2015. New power, they've got a new EcoBoost turbo engine that they're going to bring out. They're trying to take this thing globally. Here's a great bit of news. It will have a first-ever independent rear suspension. And by the way, Bob, an asterisk, yes, there was a special edition limited model Mustang in very, very, very small numbers. It did have an IRS some years back, but this is the first mainstream Mustang that will be independent rear suspension, which will catch up with what the Camaro's done. They'll also have a new, simpler convertible top on the ragtop version. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of big news with this Mustang when it comes out, and you're going to start seeing it on the road very soon.
and the Mustang Club of America, in conjunction with the folks at Ford, are doing some big celebrations concurrently, both at the Charlotte Motor Speedway and the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. And I believe those events happen right after the media days of the New York Auto Show, Paul.
Yes, they do. In fact, we're going to try to have one of our folks, possibly Joe Cesney, get down to the show, to this special event. So we may have more to report on that very, very soon.
I love this story that you've got up with the DetroitBureau.com. The top thing to do while driving, karaoke. Explain.
Now I got to admit, Bob, I'm like everybody else. You wouldn't want to hear me sing. You definitely wouldn't want to hear me sing, but hey, you know, there are just some times when you just feel like letting out a few notes. And according to one new survey that we were able to get our hands on, the single most popular thing for people to do behind the wheel is, yep, it is to sing. People love to get behind the wheel and belt out some music. According to this, 56% of motorists admit to engaging in a little bit of song behind the wheel. And by the way, women do it more than men. 65% of women, 49% of men. Younger people under 35 are a lot more likely to rock out, about almost two out of three. And you want to guess what the most popular tune is?
Well, because I'm such a music guy, I think I know the answer to this one. I believe it is from Journey and their 1982 album called Escape, and the song is called Don't Stop Believin'.
Yes, it's an 81 album, so we'll give you still a gold star, Bob. But yes, you're right. Believe it or not, the single thing most people are likely to be singing behind the wheel is Don't Stop Believing.
Very good. Well, don't stop listening to Auto World, because more with one of our favorite guys, esteemed automotive journalist Paul Eisenstein, is straight ahead. You're listening to Auto World live all across North America. Don't go away.
10 miles east of the hot sparks burning the night away.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
If you have a passion for cars, you must join the club, Auto Informant. We are the number one online community for car lovers. It is your one-stop shop for everything to fuel your car interest. Through Auto Informant, you can connect with car clubs, auction houses, classic car dealers, museums, car shows, concours events, and other car enthusiasts. It is the perfect place for sharing and growing your passion. If you love cars, join the club, get connected, and enjoy the advantages of free membership. www.autoinformant.com.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're having all kinds of fun. Paul Eisenstein is with us, and we thank you for joining us as well. Don't forget, we're available online anytime, both in archive form as well as podcast form at GCNLive.com. Also, we have a podcast up at iTunes under AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. And, of course, if you go to the network's website, you can listen on demand, and you can listen even on the telephone. So we're on the cutting edge of technology here, and always on the cutting edge of automotive journalism is Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, and we're bringing you up to speed on all the great stories making headlines, busy time, and this is one I've been dying to ask you about, and that's the fact that Bentley is going to be building its first SUV. And Bentley, of course, is coming off a big all-time sales record year. I know in the past they've kind of teased with some rather unusual offerings in the SUV area, but this new SUV, I believe, is not going to look anything like some of the prototypes we've seen in the past.
Yeah, this is pretty interesting. They had the EXP9F that they introduced, what was that, 2 years ago, Bob? I believe 2 years ago at the Geneva Motor Show, if my memory isn't fading. And it was a pretty striking but controversial vehicle. Odd looking, these big air ducts out front, which were actually where they were using them for a combination of air duct and fog lights. Very, very strange design. I don't think that one went down very well, but at the same time, people liked the idea. The reality is there's a big market for high-end SUVs. I don't know if you happen to catch the release recently, but we've been seeing the folks at Land Rover move up market. They came out, of course, years ago with the Range Rover, which started pushing you up of today, what is it, $80,000, $90,000 for even a base Range Rover. They started coming up with something called the Autobiography, which then pushed you up into the $120,000, $130,000, $140,000 mark. And now they're coming up with something called the Autobiography Black. They're only going to build about 100 copies of it worldwide, and that's going to be in the neighborhood of closing on $200,000.
Wow.
So we expect that when Bentley comes out with something, which they will be doing, I think we're going to see the production version probably in Geneva next year, and we should be seeing the actual model on the ground sometime either late in 2015 or very early in 2016. I wouldn't be surprised. You ready for this, Bob? An SUV going for somewhere in the neighborhood of $250,000.
Wow. And the scary part is there are folks out there with the means to buy that vehicle, Paul.
Well, I'm sure they're pretty happy being able to, but yes, that is pretty amazing when you think about the type of folks, you know, the money that's out there. People have the cash, and they're willing to spend it for these special vehicles. What you're seeing more and more of, Bob, are people going for these limited edition products, like,
yes,
again, like this Bentley supercar SUV.
Let's talk about General Motors Ecotec engine family. I understand that GM is beginning to move these engine modules into smaller vehicles. In the past, we've seen these in larger displacement forms, but this is something that we're going to see more and more from GM.
Yeah, we have a story up on the site on thedetroitbureau.com if you want to check it out a little bit more in depth. I won't go too far into this. I don't want to overwhelm people who aren't real gearheads, and I guess there are a few that aren't who still listen to the show. Basically, the new Ecotec small engine portfolio is going to have 11 new powertrains with 3 and 4 cylinder variants ranging from as little as a 1 liter package all the way up to 1.5 liter. One of the first we're going to see was introduced at the Geneva Motor Show earlier this month. That's the Opel Atom S. And by the way, that's a very cool little car. I don't want to overstate. It's got a sort of a Fiat 500-ish quality to it. Very, very nice looking vehicle. And it's actually given a little bit of traction to the Opel brand, GM's European brand, which has been in deep trouble for the last few years. Well, these new engines, I think, are going to make Opel even more appealing, and we will, of course, see some of those engines here in the United States as well going forward.
Got an email question here from John, J-O-N, in Missouri, wanting to know a little bit about the Jag brand, Jaguar. Are they indeed going to be building a sport utility vehicle? What's next for the British automaker? Are we going to see a small compact sedan to compete against the 3 Series? All very good questions, Paul.
Yeah, very good. And for those who are fans of the Jaguar brand, the answer is almost yes. Though the crossover utility vehicle is a question mark. We still have not gotten absolute affirmation. We also saw that in Europe at the Frankfurt Motor Show just a few months ago, called the CX-16. And interestingly enough, it uses the same basic, well, the term they use in the industry now is architecture. That's a fancy way of saying a platform. For those who want to get a little bit more in detail, architecture refers to something that has a great amount of flexibility. You can make it longer, wider, ride higher, and so on. And that's really cool because it means you can take an architecture that would be for primarily used, say, in the new XE, the Jaguar small car, which we will be seeing very shortly. But you can also use it in a possible crossover utility vehicle, and it would even have the flexibility to give you a little bit of real off-road capability. We may also see that platform, that architecture, show up in some future Land Rover models going forward. No specific details on that yet. But yes, we will see for sure a 3 Series fighter from Jaguar, and we will be seeing almost certainly, a crossover, and don't be surprised to see a couple more variants of this small architecture or platform. And by the way, Bob, we'll have to talk soon. I'm going over to Spain on Monday to go test driving. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
The new F-Type Coupe.
Oh, I was just going to ask you about that. What great timing. And what a beautiful vehicle that is. And certainly the F-Type convertible, performance-wise, is extraordinarily quick. And I can only imagine the bar has been raised even further here in coupe configuration.
Oh, I cannot wait to get into this vehicle. For those of you who are not familiar with it, Jaguar, of course, has come up with a marvelous vehicle, something that finally, really, honestly, takes the place, fills the gap from the long, long, lost and lamented E-Type. The new F-Type came out last year in a convertible form, and we are now seeing a coupe getting ready to come to market. What's really going to be cool about that is that it's going to have one of the RS platform, one of the RS architectures, so we are going to see performance out. I think the technical term is out the wazoo.
Very good. I've been seeing a lot of Fiat 500s on the road, Paul, but ironically, after looking at sales numbers, it appears that the 500, even though it's now expanded, available in four-door rendition, has dipped a bit. And an interesting story, the 500. It started out kind of cold. It got red hot, and now it appears to be cold again.
Yeah, it's a difficult niche of the market to sell into. Unfortunately, Fiat is really struggling. It has not done very, very well with the 500. They've definitely not clicked with the 500L yet. Will these cars start to catch on? Possibly, but right now I think Fiat has some serious problems ahead.
Have you had the chance to drive the new Mini yet?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I did. I was down in Puerto Rico not very long ago and did have a chance to drive the new one. I am very impressed with this. It's a really solid platform. I think it was exactly what they needed to do to move the needle on this thing a step forward. One of the questions a lot of us are asking, by the way, about where they're going to be going moving forward is just how broad a lineup is Mini going to have. It's incredible when you think about it. Not that long ago, you know, not even a decade, they came into the U.S. with one product, and now they're talking about having as many as 10 different models in the lineup. Is that too much? I'm starting to think so. I think a lot of other people are. There's word that they're going to be dropping a few models, but then again, they could add a few more to take their place. So I think that we're going to be continuing to see a brand that experiments, tries to fill a lot of niches going forward.
Yeah, they certainly have clicked up the number of variants in recent times, Paul, and I agree with you. I kind of think they are building a few too many, but then again, they certainly have had a great success story here in North America. Folks
yeah,
can
no
find out
about
more information about all we've been talking about at thedetroitbureau.com. Paul, thank you, my friend. We'll have you back with us real soon.
It's been a great hour, Bob. Thanks. We'll talk to you soon.
That's going to do it. We're going to cruise out the door for this hour and this edition of Auto World. My name is Bob Lyon.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications radio network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze-Dried Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze-Dried Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.